Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I want to welcome you to the broadcast today, and I pray that this broadcast will be an encouragement to you. You know, I was reading a portion of scripture the other day, and I was so blessed by this, and I want to share it with you today. But first, I'd like to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of my listeners. I pray that you encourage those that are downhearted. I'll provide for those that are in need today. God, if there be a man, a woman, boy, a girl listening today that's not born again, I ask, oh God, please save their souls. Give them an understanding that they need a Savior. Bring them unto salvation and let them know they need to confess Jesus as their Savior, to repent of their sins, turn away from their sins, and turn to Jesus. And Lord, I know that you will not cast away or turn away anyone that comes to you. You'll no way refuse them when they come with a repentant heart. I pray for them today. I pray for myself that you help me this day in Jesus' name. Amen. In this portion of scripture out of the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 21, verse 13, Jesus said this, "And said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves." Now, in this portion of scripture, during the time of Jesus when he was walking upon this earth, the temple had actually been made into like a marketplace, and there was buying and selling. Of course, the people had to have sacrifices, but they wasn't honest about it, and it was more like a shopping mall instead of an honored place of God, a respect for God, and a house of prayer. It had become like a warehouse of sales. And you know, that really, really bothers me even today, because I try to listen to, I love good preachers, and I love to hear good teaching, and sometimes I'll be flipping through the channels and trying to hear a preacher, and it seems like now the only message that you hear is just bought back into what I'm going to sell you, and what can I, how much money you can send me, and I know it takes money to keep broadcasts on the air, and I know we should support those that we feel are preaching the Word of God. But my gracious, isn't there ever going to be a stop to the selling? And when God gives you a time to preach the Word, please use it to preach the Word. And if you ask for finances, do it. At the end of it, God, what He ordains, He sustains. God will send you in what you need. But God doesn't want His ministers and His teachers to become beggars. If your child left your house and went to the neighbor and begged them to feed them, begged them to clothe them, begged them to give them some spending money, you would look terrible. You'd look like an awful parent. And then somebody would be knocking at your door wanting to know why you didn't take care of your own child. Well, that's the way these preachers are doing God. They begging. Listen, God's big enough to take care of you, preacher. Quit your begging. If you'll preach, God will supply. If you'll preach, God will supply. And Jesus took he just run them out of the temple. And you know what? The scribes and the chief priests, they got sore displeased. Well, let me tell you, why? Because he had tapped in on them. You say, well, there's no buying and selling and no things going on. There's no thievery going in on my church. Well, let me tell you, gossip steals, strife steals, envy steals, offenses steals. Stubbornness, which is his witchcraft, that steals from your congregation. But when we have a house of prayer, we're going to get in the presence of God. And when you get in the presence of God, you get under God's provisions. And when you get under God's provisions, you come under his peace and his power. And God will give you a purpose for your life. And there will be salvation and liberty, joy, furtherance of the gospel. And let me tell you, it's free. Salvation is free. Preacher, you can't sell salvation. Jesus paid for it on Calvary, and it's not yours to sell. It's yours to tell about, but not to sell. I beg of you today, no matter what capacity you are in the ministry, that you'll depend on the Lord and look to Him to bless you. God will take care of it, and He'll send in what you need. A long time ago, we were in a church, and this evangelist passed an offering plate, and he looked down in it, and he said, "Well, it's not much. Pass it again." My husband stood up and said, "Mister, if God didn't give you but a quarter, that's all you're going to need." Amen. God will give you what you need when you need it. But you just know that God's house needs to be honored and respected. I pray that the broadcast has been a blessing. Please tune again next week, and thank you for listening.